degrees and cloudy in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. Tennessee students continue to show modest year-over-year growth over subject areas in this year's standardized testing. In a release yesterday, the State Department of Education highlighted continued recovery from the pandemic. It says elementary, middle, and high schoolers are now all performing better in English language arts than they did in 2019. And in social studies, Tennessee students have improved their proficiency rate by more than 11 percentage points over the same period. Signal species are animals, plants, and other organisms that tell us more about the environment and how climate change and human activity are affecting it. But it's not only up to the experts to decipher these messages. Anyone can serve as a citizen scientist by documenting the wildlife around them. iNaturalist is a social network that provides nature lovers a platform to do just that. On our show, This is Nashville, Araya Natarajan with iNaturalist explained how the app contributes to scientific discovery.
Every single month, there are new species found on iNaturalist, and these are animals, plants, fungi that just have not had like a formal scientific description yet. People will post a picture on iNaturalist, and somebody who is an expert in these different categories might come in and say, whoa, I've never seen that one before. Let's figure out a way to formally document it.
WPLN and its partners for the Appalachian Mid-South Newsroom have published a story about different signal species each week in June. The final installment on Monday will take a look at declining bat populations and how that loss could affect humans. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org.